This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Michigan State University says next year's incoming class will be its biggest and most diverse. The university is emphasizing this, even as many are focused on the conviction of former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar for the sexual abuse of hundreds of girls. The university agreed to a $500 million settlement. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now on how Michigan State is paying for this in many ways.
When Michigan State announced the $500 million settlement last week, officials didn't say how the university would pay for it. Interim President John Engler told Michigan Public Radio insurance will cover some of the cost. The university may have to borrow some money or dip into reserves.
That's my job now as president, to give to the Board of Trustees a plan that says this is how we fund this and this is what the finances of the university look like.
That plan is expected at a board meeting next month. There's enough concern about the financial impact that Moody's downgraded MSU's credit rating. The agency's Susan Fitzgerald says the settlement resolves more than 300 lawsuits brought by victims.
Nonetheless, the university does face a number of other investigations that are underway, and there is still some residual uncertainty around what else might come forward.
Some faculty worry about potential cuts to programs in the face of declining state funding. Stephen Esquith is dean of the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at Michigan State.
My concern is that whatever negative effects occur, they may be disproportionately shared across the university.
It's hard to quantify the effect on MSU's reputation. Zach Olson is president of Infinite Global, which advises businesses on managing crises.
A lot of these schools, they have loyal alum bases, and people believe in their schools, and they want to believe that even when bad things happen, there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
He points to Virginia Tech, which became a leader on campus safety after a mass shooting in 2007. Natalie Rogers is a founder of Reclaim MSU. The group is pushing for changes in how the university addresses and prevents sexual assault.
We are in the perfect position to be a leader. All of this is going on in the wake of the Me Too movement, and we can't forget the position that we're in.
Rogers says one important step, giving students and faculty more of a voice in governance. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.